Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, July 9th, and we're back getting ready for the weekend. Overcast sky again, Jen.
Yep.
I know you don't like that.
No.
Not very much, right? But you don't appreciate the fact that it's not too hot because of it?
No.
No, huh? You like it hot?
Yeah.
Well, like the song says, some like it hot, right?
Right.
In the movie, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you ever see that movie?
I did.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Who is it with?
I think...
Like Marilyn Monroe?
I think so. I always get cast confused of those movies. But
yeah, I know. There were so many of them, and, I mean, who became like classics.
Right.
You know? But, yeah, she had like Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, too. And did I see that one? I'm not sure. Those are old movies.
Yeah.
Do you like old movies?
I love them.
Really?
Yeah.
What is your favorite? Did you ever see Gone with the Wind, for example?
I actually have not seen that, but I watch a lot of classics with one of my best friends.
Really?
Trying to remember. We went on vacation and we watched a few, but I can't remember which ones.
That's okay. So, yeah, I mean, Hollywood had its days. They called it the golden era, but now, you know, I think movies are better than ever now.
I saw a movie last night, actually.
Really? Which one?
Amy.
Amy. How come I never heard of that?
I don't know. It's a documentary on Amy Winehouse.
Oh, I heard it was coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I saw that all over. So that was on last night?
Yeah, I think it was opening night, actually. Maybe. I don't know, actually. I know that it's, like, wide release this Friday.
So it's a series or just a one-time thing?
It's a movie.
Oh, it is a movie?
Yeah.
Okay, because you said it started or something, so.
Well, I think it was released this week and wide release tomorrow.
Right. So it's good?
I thought it was good. There were parts of it that were slower than other parts and like kind of shot weird because they're using a lot of photos and film footage that she had taken herself or that friends had taken of her growing up and stuff. So the quality wasn't so great the older it was, but the story itself was very interesting and you learn a lot about her that you didn't necessarily know. Like before she became famous in the United States for the song Rehab, she was already on the scene in the UK, and she was singing her own kind of jazz songs, and you could see the evolution of her writing, too, and, like, where her inspiration came from and the stories in her personal life that caused certain songs to happen. And it was just really well done.
Yeah.
And, you also saw when things started unraveling and going bad for her, why they were going bad for her, how it came about, and also what, like, news people were saying about her and, like, you know, our late-night talk show people were making fun of her. And now you're kind of like, how could you do that?
Yeah.
Because she had real issues that nobody was dealing with. So to make fun of her for them, like, she had addictions to things or she would do things for certain reasons. And so I just wish that people didn't make fun of her because she also spiraled because she couldn't handle the limelight.
Yeah. See, that's tough because I don't think anybody's prepared for that.
No, and she actually said that she wouldn't be prepared for it. She said she didn't ever think she would be famous. Wow. She didn't think that that was something she wanted. She never wanted it, actually. If it were up to her, she would have never done interviews and she wouldn't. She would have just made music.
Mm-hmm.
She said, that's all I'm good for. You don't want me to do the other things. Just let me go in a room and make music.
Right. But I can't imagine that she wouldn't want a lot of people to hear that music.
No, of course she would. But she didn't want to be in the public eye. She wanted to be heard, not seen.
Right. Which is unusual. I mean, many times people just want to be famous for the sake of being famous.
I mean, that is true. But also, like, jazz singers and things like that, like, would prefer to sing for a smaller group that's more intimate with live music than an entire performance for hundreds of thousands of people at a festival.
Yeah. So she was sort of reluctant about her success.
Yeah, and she sabotaged some of it because she just didn't want to do certain things.
Right, and she had problems. She obviously had emotional problems.
Right, and her life was just cut way too short. Like, the music that we could have had for her, from her today, you know, I mean, I think she died 3 or 4 years ago. We would have great music from her still.
Mm-hmm.
And her music is, like, classic now, so it's great. I'm glad we actually have what we have.
Yeah. No, that's true, but it's a sad story. It's a tragedy, really. How old was she?
Like 23.
23 when she died?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. She looked older than me for some reason. Maybe
well,
she was just
mature. Well, all the drug use and yes, it was, she was mature and she was portraying like almost like a 50s or 60s jazz musician, like a pinup looking type thing.
Right.
Like she did the like winged mascara and eye makeup and like the red lips and the beehive on her head. And she was just way ahead of her time.
Yeah. So what, did she have like mental illness too?
I mean, I guess she was bulimic and she also used all kinds of drugs.
Yeah.
So because she was bulimic for so long, her actual health was
deteriorating.
Yeah. And so she had had a drug overdose, and then the doctor said to her, you know, if you do this again, your heart will stop.
Wow.
And she died because she drank too much
for
her heart.
Right.
She didn't have a drug overdose. She just drank too much for her heart at that time when she did it.
Really? Wow. Yeah. So you could die from alcohol that way, you say?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because your heart will shut down.
Yeah.
If you have a weak heart. But that happens over time. It happens from taking advantage of your health. And she was never treated for bulimia. She was never treated for any of this properly.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's like, you know, like they say about celebrities, they're handled. And so they're not really treated with the care that they need.
Yeah.
Because they have a business to continue running. And all the people around them are benefiting from the person continuing to make money.
Right.
So they don't take precautionary measures in the way that they should.
Just push them or something.
Her family was portrayed in the documentary and was interviewed, and I would guess that they were interviewed without knowing what the angle was,
mm-hmm.
or maybe like footage was compiled and interviews were done and then they put the story together. But they're like, you know, distancing themselves from this documentary because they are portrayed as the people that caused her death.
Wow. Yeah.
Because they didn't. Like, the song Rehab is about the fact that she said she didn't want to go, and she says, like, her dad says she doesn't have to go. Those are the lyrics. Her dad literally said, you don't have to go. She doesn't need rehab.
Mm.
But she did need rehab.
Right.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, well, parents can be in denial sometimes, I guess.
Yeah, they also said that she didn't have bulimia when she very well said, I throw up my food.
Wow.
Like, you hear her saying these things.
Yeah.
There's documentation. There's audio reports. There's voice messages she's left on people's phones. Like, you hear the story through her, actually.
Hmm.
And through, like, her best friends and through people that knew her well, through her bodyguards, through musicians she worked with. It was so fascinating. It was a look into her life, and it was like, wow, I forgot that was even a thing.
Yeah. Wow. She died way too soon, man.
Yeah.
23 years old. God. She could have still created a lot of great music,
you know?
And it happens way too often, I think, when celebrities end up dying young, you know? I mean, look at all these people that died at 27, you know?
Right.
And it's, I think a lot of people just can't handle the fame, you know? I don't think people were, you know, I don't think we're, like, raised to be famous like this and given guidance like what to do. I mean, it's a whole different lifestyle when you can't leave the house, when people are hounding you all the time. And, you know, and then some people just, they like that, but they can't handle it when it's gone.
And I mean, also, though, they come into money that they probably didn't have before.
Yeah, so, yeah. So it's now, the money and the fame, I think. Yeah, you're right.
And nobody tells them no.
Right. Yeah, you're right. They have yes people.
Right.
And it's a sad thing, you know, but I think, you know, many of the celebrities that have acted out and stuff, it's just that it's hard to handle fame like that.
Right.
You know, I mean, it changes your life, you know. You don't have the privacy anymore. You don't have secrets. You don't have anything. So I think not everybody can handle that.
No.
But it sounds like she had sort of like she was reluctant about her fame. And wow, that's unusual. I mean, I don't know many people that are like that. But I guess she was, like you said, she was genuinely for art and not really thinking, okay, you know, I'm going to get famous and all
right.
that. Yeah. Hmm. I'll have to catch that. What channel is it on? HBO or something?
No, it's in the movie theater.
Oh, it is in the theater?
That's why I said wide release is on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like an... Okay. Wow. So that's a movie.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. All right, well, I'll have to see it then. I'll wait for video.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, I know. I want to see Terminator, but it's gotten terrible reviews. It only came in at number 3 this weekend. And like during its launch weekend. And the interesting thing is Jurassic Park, Jurassic World is still going strong. So I don't know what the deal is with Terminator. I mean, I'd like to see it, and they're saying they're trying to change the direction of the movie. But I don't know. I don't know if Arnold helped a lot by being in it, but I'd like to see for myself. It's still filled with action and stuff. So, but I heard that, is it Big Mike?
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. Came in only at fourth place or something. So, but you liked it, right?
I didn't see it yet. I'm going tomorrow.
I thought you said you saw it.
No, tomorrow.
No? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to hear it from you then.
Yep.
Get the review from you. It's called what? XXL or something? Magic Mike XXL.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I'm going with two girlfriends tomorrow night. I'm actually going to a Dodgers game tonight.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who are they playing?
Don't know.
Yeah, who cares, right?
I don't go for the game.
Right?
I've never been to a Dodgers game, and a friend asked me to go with him, and we're sitting in some executive suite.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I can't miss that experience.
Yeah, no, they have food and drink for you and everything. It's
right.
pretty cool. I went there once, not too long ago, maybe a year ago, also invited by a friend, and we sat in the suite as well.
Yeah.
And it was great. I wasn't even paying attention to the game, you know. There was just so much happening.
Yeah.
But it's fun. Yeah, it's fun to be there with a lot of people and stuff.
I'm excited. I don't really have appropriate clothes, though.
Mm. What kind of clothes do you need for a game?
I mean, I guess, what are their colors? Blue?
The Dodgers?
Royal blue.
Yeah, I think they are.
Okay, so I'll wear
Dodger
royal blue.
Blue, yeah.
And jeans and shoes.
Yeah, and you can always get a t-shirt there and sort of identify with your team.
I'll probably just wear blue.
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever need to wear Dodgers stuff again.
I know. I hate t-shirts that have, like, advertising on them, you know?
Yeah.
You're like a walking billboard.
I mean, if I were a fan, fine, but I don't know how many games I'm ever going to go to, so.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. But, yeah, go for the experience. I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
As long as they have drinking, you'll be fine.
And food. Sounds like a plan.
And food, too, yeah. I know. It's amazing how some people buy, like, those suites for the whole season.
Yeah.
Or lease it or rent it, whatever they call it. But it's nice. It's like a party.
Right, which sounds good to me, better than sitting in a regular seat.
Yeah. I used to like going to football games when the Raiders were here, but we don't have a football team. Now, apparently there are 3 teams that are considering moving here. So we'll see. Maybe we'll end up with 2 teams after all. I mean, New York has 2. We have nothing.
Right. I mean, I think they should start small maybe and just go with 1.
Yeah.
Well, do we really need 2?
No. I mean, but you're right. I mean, at least 1.
We have 2 basketball teams. Like, that's already polarizing enough.
Yeah. No, that's true. But, I mean, we haven't had football here in, what, 20 years?
That would be fun to have football.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know if I'd even care. But it would be nice to have, like people in L.A. rooting for a football team that actually lives here.
Exactly. You know, for, like, have their own team and stuff.
Right.
And be able to go to live games and enjoy yourself, you know. Because I'm not really into baseball, but I like football. So I hope we get one. You know, I mean, we're the 2nd city in the country, and we don't have a football team. that's pathetic. But it's because I guess they expect certain stadiums and stuff, and sometimes the city just won't allow it or
right. Isn't
help
the,
them.
Or, isn't the issue that we don't have room for, or that nobody wants it in their backyard?
No, I don't think that. I don't think that. I just don't think that the city has been accommodating enough for any of the teams, or maybe they're expecting too much. I don't know, from L.A., but they're thinking of building a new stadium and everything. We have the Coliseum here. I don't know why they're not using that, but I guess they feel it's outdated or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they would build a brand new stadium. Like, stadiums right. all over the country are being updated as
right.
is.
But that would take forever, you know?
I thought they were going to put it in the City of Industry.
Actually, Irwindale or something, which is in the same area. But I know they considered Irwindale when the Raiders were here. But I don't know where they're going to do it. It could very well be in Industry. Who knows? But that's so out of the way, you know?
I mean, it's probably out of the way for everyone.
Yeah.
Depending on where you put it.
Right.
So.
No, that's true. Yeah. But it's definitely outside L.A. there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's L.A. County, but that's about it. Yeah. So, let's see. I guess people are going on strike in London. I don't know why. Let's see, find out. Oh, the tube strike, I guess the underground. So you can imagine that would create chaos.
Why are they striking, though? Is it because the workers aren't being paid enough, or what is it?
Probably, yeah. That's usually the case, I guess. But people are urged to drive outside peak hours. It's like, how the hell are you going to do that? You know, 4 million people journey on the underground every day. The city comes to grinding halt. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I would just stay home that day. Don't go to work. But, you know, that's the thing. I mean, many countries have strikes. We do have strikes sometimes, but it's never to the point where it paralyzes the country or the economy. But in many other places, it's just like, man... I know in Israel they have a lot of strikes, you know, in the airport and the trains and, you know, whatever, doctors, nurses, you know, so, and it shuts down the country completely,
right.
You know, people can't do anything. I mean, what do you do when there's no airport? You know, what are you supposed to do? And so that's why I don't like, you know, all these unions and everything and the strikes. It's just like blackmail, and we're the hostages.
Well, but I mean, they are entitled to their rights and their, you know, wages and things, so.
No, but the why are they entitled? I mean, they work, they get money. That's what they...
Because if nobody unionized and nobody fought for their wages to go up, wouldn't wages not go up?
No, not necessarily so. I mean, there's many companies where you don't have union and salaries go up because of the economy. I mean, the thing is, every time the government intervenes, you have problems. And, you know, well, that's just my opinion, okay? But when you interfere with the economy, then there's no free movement anymore. And that's why I'm very anti-unions. I think the intention was good. I think in the beginning it helped a lot of people, but they've become into monsters, and they literally hold us hostages for it until they get their demands. That's not how you work. That's not how business works. But yet, that's what they do. So, you know, at least I'm giving you my opinion. I mean, I can understand some people saying, well, the unions are helping raise wages and everything, but I think wages should be raised based on merit and accomplishment and achievement. So, but what do I know, right? I guess Comic-Con is going on this weekend.
Yep, I posted my Throwback Thursday photo from it.
Oh, you went once?
Yep, I think I went twice.
Really? In San Diego?
I definitely went twice, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's fun.
It's so much fun. And you wouldn't think so because it's kind of like Nerd Alert. It's like comic books and stuff.
Right, exactly.
But they do have really awesome parties. And, like, you know, obviously everyone is an actor that, like, that are in these comic book movies. So
Right, celebrities.
Right,
and
you can like meet them, hear them talk about like whatever they are doing on a panel. Like I have a friend right now that's on the show Imposter on USA, and they're down there talking about the show.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I just think Comic-Con's another way to bring entertainment to people, whether it's a comic book or not.
Right. But some people are irritated that they get charged for hold on a second. There's a call been ringing for a few minutes. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Is this the radio station with Amber Lynn on it?
Yes, but you're calling way too early, man. I mean, her show is at night.
No, I don't want to talk to her right now. I just, I've been trying to get a hold of her to let her know that one of the people that she used to work with, my wife, passed in 2009, a girl by the name of Tracy Lee Escobar. They worked together quite a bit.
Right.
And I know that Amber has done a lot of advocacy type things for women, and Tracy got abused horribly in a couple of hospitals, and I just wanted to talk to her about it.
Right.
I know that Tracy spoke very highly of Amber.
Very cool.
And I was wondering if there's any way that you could get a message to Amber Lynn, either have her call me or email me.
Okay, I'll do that, but you'll have to, we'll have to do it off the air. You're calling into a live show. And I answered it because I figured it's a caller wanting to talk. I mean, we definitely empathize with you. I'm sorry about your wife's passing and everything. But if you want to talk to Amber, why don't you call her show? You know, I mean, just let her know about this and make the arrangements with her. Otherwise, just email me to info@latalkradio.com and I'll send it to her. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Could I give you some information? Just have her call me.
No, not right now. We're on the air. You're on the air. It's a live show. You called it to a
all
show.
Right.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Well, that's a strange call, but he kept on trying. I don't know. We have a few phone numbers on the site, and sometimes people don't.
Check do you same. Have different numbers?
Yeah. I mean, there's the call-in number, and then there's a number for me.
Right.
You know, on the contact us page, but. Yeah, some people don't pay attention. Well, but at any rate, going back to... So I was talking about Comic-Con that some people are irritated that the famous artists that draw the comic books are charging for autographs.
Oh, right.
And
for
pictures.
Didn't you say your daughter...
She had that once. That was a different show that she went to. But, yeah, and they do that, you know. And I've read that people are really pissed at it. And think about it, you know. I mean, you've really got to... be desperate to do that, you know, because these people you'd expect are doing well.
Right. I mean, I can't imagine, like, charging for an autograph. That's just, like, you should be happy you have fans.
Yeah.
And they already paid to get into the convention anyway.
Right.
So.
And they buy your stuff.
Right. Like, it's one thing if it's, like, a one-of-a-kind signed poster that is something that they can purchase.
Right.
But your autograph as a whole, just on a piece of paper, I don't think should be charged for.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think their thinking is, oh, well, they'll sell the autograph on eBay or something and maybe make a few bucks. So I'll charge them. But it's...
I think autographs as a practice is pretty weird.
Yeah, it is. But it just shows people that you met the person. I guess that's the point of it.
I guess.
You know, today we have pictures and everything, but it used to be that autograph is the best proof that you met somebody. And Comic-Con is cool. I just don't deal very well with a lot of people, you know, so I don't really enjoy it. And it's really packed. In fact, last year was funny because I ended up in San Diego on that weekend, not going for Comic-Con, just going to meet somebody. And I ended up, and I didn't know San Diego very well, but I thought I did. And that's the problem. When you think you know a place and you don't, that's when you get lost.
Yeah.
And because you don't use your maps or GPS. So I ended up like right in the middle of all that commotion and stuff. And the traffic was pretty, pretty bad. So.
Yeah, you can't really drive around down there.
No. You have to park far and then walk.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
People are like walking in the streets. I remember being there and saw like a zombie flash mob walk by.
Right, yeah.
Just 'cause.
This past weekend, they had something at the convention center, but, you know, I was driving near there with Uber, and my passengers thought it was Comic-Con. I said, no, Comic-Con is in San Diego. And so then I asked my daughter, and she said, yeah, that was like an anime show. So those are like Japanese cartoons and stuff, comics. And so that's why I saw some weird characters outside dressed like Pokemon and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Which is funny. I mean, Pokemon reminds me when my kids were young and we would I would take them to the mall and they would trade those cards, you know.
Yeah.
And that was fun. I mean, they were like really young. I miss those days, but I love them to death, man. We get along well, all of us now, so I'm glad about that.
Good.
And my son's actually, his girlfriend is coming down from up north, and this is the first girlfriend to speak of that he wants me to meet. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
So I'll be meeting them tomorrow, and that will be nice. Yeah, yeah. Kids is a cool thing, man. I wouldn't mind having more kids.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready for it. Look, Billy Joel is having one at 66. What the hell is
that
about?
Yeah, but I mean, he's going to be around for like a couple years of his kid's life.
Exactly, exactly. Not a very smart thing, but when you marry a young woman, you have to. Because that's what she wants, and
right.
You got to go along with it. So, yeah, 66 and 33, and she's pregnant. They get married. Oh, she's due in July, which is now. So, I think she's... they're going to have a baby soon. But, yeah, money and fame will get you anything. The most beautiful women, too. Yeah, and the money and the fame and everything else. So that's why, you know, because sometimes I wonder, why do people go through all the hardship of making it an entertainment? They come here from other places. They give up everything they had. They live poor. They're... you know, they're constantly having to deal with rejection and things like that. And you wonder, why would people go through that? But then you realize that the reward is pretty big.
I mean, I just think also that sometimes, like for me, for instance, I can't do anything else.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't imagine doing just a regular job. Like I feel like my personality wouldn't last there.
Right.
I just think that...
Because you're a creative, artistic type, you know.
Yeah, and I'm just... in an office. Like... I don't know, like a ham. Like, I just can't not be in entertainment.
Right.
So I think that your force is, like, pulled in such a direction, like, you can't do something different.
Right.
And it is what it is, and it's worth it because you can't do something else.
Yeah.
And not that you can't, because you could.
Right.
But you won't.
Right. Did you say you worked in an office job some time ago?
Yeah, for 6 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That was enough for you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. You realize, hey, I'm not built for this.
I mean, I can. There's elements of my personality that are very organized and business-oriented, and right. I always will be that way. But when I have other things I want to do, yeah. I can't dedicate all my time to something that is okay.
Plus, you're confined to a desk so many hours a day. You know?
Well, I was able to go on auditions and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, yeah. I've worked in offices for many years, way more than I'd like to admit, but not necessarily, you know, like accounting work, although I've done that quite a bit, but just the fact that you have to sit in a place and see the same people and the same stuff and do the same thing. I need to be able to take breaks and get out and be out there. So, yeah, I mean, when you're a creative type, it's hard to do anything else, you know, like a traditional job. But like I said, you know, I think the rewards are very big, and that's why people are able to sustain themselves somehow, just to be able to achieve that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, our society really rewards celebrity and money and stuff. So yeah, Donald Trump continues to say stupid things.
What did he say now?
Gee, that's a good thing. That's a good question, Jen, because I didn't really bring it up. This is just something that I saw yesterday on TV. He said something that I can't remember, but it was to the nature of, like, you know, he doesn't take back what he said and all that stuff. But look, in national polls, he's number two. So, of course, he's not going to make it to the end, but it's interesting to watch. It's very interesting to watch. And I think it's because he's got a fame factor. People know him, you know, and that's what's going on. But I guess Jeb Bush, who's running in Florida for the Republican nomination, he tweeted something about Americans want to work or need to work longer hours. And a lot of people are criticizing him for that, for saying that. Now, I'm asking you, what's wrong with saying that people should work longer hours? So people are saying, oh, he's not in touch with reality and stuff. But the bottom line, he says, is a lot of people that are standing in line for government help. And that's the thing. It's like, who's afraid of work? You know, I mean, what's wrong with work? You know, and some people look at it as like a punishment or something. Like, what do you mean I have to work longer hours? Well, you know what? We work long hours in this country. Everybody busts their ass here, you know. And you go to Europe, you get breaks during the day. You get vacation time for a month or something. You get a lot of things like that. But in America, for some reason, it's like labor camp. I mean, everybody I know is busy all the time working. So, you know, why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're just talking.
Well, you need to participate. I mean, you can give me your opinion.
I was letting you finish. I don't want to interrupt you. You okay. Seem to be on a roll.
No, I'm not. I'm waiting for your...
Well, if you'd like my opinion, I'll share it.
Of course. So, that's why you're here.
I know. It's just kind of like I don't want to ruin your flow. Like,
no, not at all.
You didn't ask me what I thought, so I was just letting you talk.
It goes without saying. I don't need to invite you to talk.
I understand. Okay. Well, the rules of hosting. I went to hosting school.
That's true.
You don't interrupt people.
Okay.
And if you ask, you're asked a question, then you answer the question.
Okay.
So I think that we work way too long here. I think that we work not harder or smarter. We just work longer. I think people dilly-dally to check in and check out and, you know, say I work 9 to 6 and I clock in and clock out and I do my job and I leave. I think there are plenty of books out there that show you can work a 4-day work week and get everything done. I work really fast. So for me to say I think we should work longer hours is stupid. I would just be sitting there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I could get more done, but then I'd be tired. I'd be burnt out. I wouldn't be passionate about what I was doing. So... I agree with the people that are saying that Jeb Bush is wrong, right? Because that is not a solution.
Mm.
Because then also employers have to pay people to work longer. So then they suffer. And instead of getting productivity, they're getting...
You don't suffer for hiring people. I mean, that's the point. They
no, but to pay value. People to work longer hours...
But they create more value.
Do they, though? They because do. That's not necessarily true.
Well, if you're not productive, that's a
right.
different question
altogether. So who says longer hours equal better work or more product or whatever it is? That's not necessarily the case. There are legal things that are in place, like you have to take a break every, like you need at least 2 10-minute breaks for every 8 hours. You need a lunch break. You need this. So to add more hours to that and less quality of life, which is why all of these companies are now doing work-life balance and saying you can leave certain days, you can work from home certain days. We offer, you know, stipend for the gym. We do all these things. You can bring your dog to work. You can bring your kid to work. We offer daycare. Like, to add more hours to people's lives,
right.
I don't think benefits anybody.
Right. Well, you know, I don't know that he's talking necessarily about people that are already hard workers, you know. And the thing is that, I mean.
Well, look, if he's not being specific, he shouldn't say things like that.
Why?
Because that's a blatant, vague comment.
But that was taken out of context because it's just a tweet, you know. And, you know.
Well, I would need
I
to
mean,
know.
Look what Hillary says. Anyone who believes Americans aren't working hard enough hasn't met enough American workers. I think he was referring more to people standing in line for unemployment and things like that. I don't know. But the thing is, the bottom line is, if you just look at the sentence as it is, I find nothing wrong with it. You know, there's people that are afraid of work. They don't work enough. And they expect the government to help them. And I think that's who he's talking about.
Well, I also don't think that if you say, like, if he is saying that, look at the line at unemployment, that they're not working long enough hours. If they're unemployed, they have no job to work longer hours.
Right. But, I mean, does everybody that is unemployed, do they really want to work?
I don't know, but you know what?
There's a lot of abuse.
They earn that money, and then so they get that money, and that's it.
No, but I mean, you know, the thing is this, is that to...
like, I got unemployment.
Yeah.
So what does that make me lazy? No, I'm a very hard worker.
Right. So I don't know. If you're making money, I don't see how you can get unemployment if you work.
Because I had a certain amount of time where I didn't work, and I was getting unemployment. I was looking into what I wanted to do next. Right. And applying, I had a surgery that I had to deal
right.
with.
Right. You see, I don't think he's talking about that. I don't think
but
he's
talking about
that.
But that's why I think that he either needs to be more specific or we need to know more about why he said that.
Right. So we need a discussion about it and not to criticize people right away. But
I don't know. But that's I differ on that. I think that maybe our discussion is premature without knowing why he said it.
Yeah.
Because then if Hillary Clinton commented on it, maybe she knows why and you and I are just discussing hypotheticals.
Right. And besides, he talks about people working 40 hours rather than 30 hours. So I think that's what he's talking about. Not that we work 70 hours.
So he's saying that we should abolish part-time?
No. No, I don't know what he's talking – why he's saying 30 hours. I don't know what that means. You know what? I'll read up on it. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay, great.
Okay. I mean, I'm not particularly crazy about him, but I don't know. I don't know. Okay, so that now and then his father is being not his father, his brother, George W. is being charged, not being charged, but being criticized for charging wounded vets group $100,000 for a speech. They're saying that since this was to raise money and everything, he shouldn't have charged them to do this, and then got a private jet for $20,000.
He charged them so that he would speak at their event?
Right.
First of all, if you're a president, you have your job cut out for you the rest of your life. Because then you're a president, you're a past president. Like, that's your name for the rest of your life. That was your title. Right.
But you know what? All the past presidents charge about $100,000 to speak.
Fine. At certain things, that makes sense. But right. Not at vet things. Anything governmental, like where anybody that was associated with them at one point.
Right. And they're saying they were wounded while he was president.
Right.
You know?
So then, I'm sorry.
Working for him.
Right.
Right.
Well...
So, you know, I mean,
I'm still not a fan of
his. Totally, I know. I've never been a fan of his. I don't care if he's a Republican or what. But, you see, the thing is, the bottom line is that I don't think Republicans necessarily reflect what conservatives think. It's all politics, bottom line. And it's, and I think just issues get amplified, you know. And then everybody's is being, lumped together as one group. But like, for example, you know, my beliefs are pretty conservative, but I never liked George W. Bush. Never liked him. I thought he was too immature to be president.
I think he was like a joke, but yeah. I mean, also that's like a lot of caricatures being like portrayed.
Yeah.
Like all of SNL.
I know. But I just think, you know, I mean,
do it to yourself, though. He like did, said things that were so ridiculous.
Right.
And he did things that make people unhappy. So right. And he's continuing to do it. So.
Right. I remember they used to have all these books called Bushyism and all the things that he ever said that were like so off and everything.
But I feel like Donald Trump would be a version of him.
Yeah.
He's already saying crazy things.
Yeah. No, but Donald Trump, I mean, you can't elect someone who's like wild like that. You know, people don't trust people like that.
I don't think other countries would trust him.
He's just getting, you know, the attention and all that and stuff. And some, and I think just early reaction from people who are tired, sick and tired of whatever. But there's definitely different ways to approach this. And that's what the Republicans are saying. Is that, you know, he took it too far with these comments. But now they're saying that there were quite a few illegal immigrants building Trump properties. So think of that. How do you like them apples?
Makes sense.
So we'll see what he's going to have to say about that.
Yeah.
He'll probably say he didn't know.
You know. Well, that's a whole other thing. I'm not even going to touch that.
Yeah. So, and how about this? Do you know who Ariana Grande is, or Grande?
I sure do.
Yeah? What is she, like a singer, a young singer, right?
Yeah.
Did you see that video of her?
No, but I heard about it.
Yeah, of her licking donuts in the donut shop. And it was all caught on tape. And but then they also caught her saying, I hate Americans, I hate America. And so people made a big deal out of that. So, I mean, I don't know in what connection she said this. I mean, they're saying that apparently when the employee approached with a tray full of donuts, the singer turned to her male companion and said, "What the fuck is that? I hate Americans. I hate America." So then she tweeted an apology of sorts, but, you know, after it went viral and everything. But who says that? I mean, even in private, you know, these are the people that made her successful.
Right.
You know, and, you know, I mean, why do some people think they're entitled to get away with shit? I don't understand, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not her, and I don't have the public status she has. But I don't know what happens between when people are starting out and just grateful for what they have and, like, the opportunity to be on a TV show, because she was, I think, on a Nickelodeon or a Disney show, and then she branched out and was a pop star.
Okay.
And now she's huge. So I don't know what happens between then and that next phase where they jump to, like, stardom, that they forget all of the appreciation they had for what they were given.
Yeah.
And how fortunate they are to even have a chance to perform in front of Americans, like, or whatever it is that they're insulting.
Exactly.
I think they get a little jaded, maybe a little bitter. Who knows what their experience has been. Like, maybe when she performs in front of Americans, they boo her. I don't really know.
Right.
But it's a weird thing that has happened. She's not the first one to, like, say that and hate the people that made her famous.
Right. No, she's not the first.
Also, people have an off day. They have a bad day. And unfortunately, when you're famous, you get caught doing things. Do I agree with her statement? No. But, I mean, who knows why she said it?
Well, what she says is that she felt upset about the food habits of Americans and was frustrated by child obesity rates.
Well, I mean,
if that's true, what's she doing in a donut shop, right?
Here's the thing. She's tiny. She's a tiny person. So, and she works out. She dances. I don't know what her deal is. Maybe she's got good genes. But yeah, I also hate American eating habits. I don't hate Americans, so I would probably further explain myself. She's also young, and maybe she's not that articulate.
Right.
And maybe she was having a candid conversation with somebody and didn't feel the need to further explain herself.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. And, yeah, I guess people in private say a lot of things.
Yeah, and you don't think about it because you trust who you're saying it to. While right. I have conversations off the record all the time.
Right.
No one's following me around with a camera.
Right. That's the thing, you know, and people don't, but you don't know. I mean, it's just because you're not famous, but this camera's everywhere.
Right.
And I'm sure we get recorded just the way that she did.
I don't know. I don't think that if I'm eating donuts, someone's going to put a camera in front of me.
No. The camera was there already. It's a security camera.
And it caught her saying that?
Yeah.
Was she standing right next to it? Like, how did it catch all the audio?
Yeah. Apparently, it catches audio, too. It wasn't that far from the counter. But you could totally see her licking the donuts. I mean, what the hell?
But then also, as the business owner, to release that video, like, what is that about them? That they think that, like, we're going to monetize her failure and embarrassment in front of the viral community?
How do they monetize it, though?
Because you post it on YouTube and however many hits you get money. How do you think people on YouTube get paid?
Yeah, but you have to have a lot of hits, right?
Yeah, and if it's viral, that means it's in the millions.
Right. So how much would he get for
that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I could tell you how much Lauren and I make, but I didn't sit and do the math.
Yeah. Wow. We got videos on YouTube I don't get paid for. I didn't realize that happens. Unless you have millions, right? You have to have millions to.
No,
to
you can make money. Like, I mean,
just based on hits?
Based on ads that you turn on. Like, on YouTube, there's a function that says monetization, and it puts in Google ads.
I see. Okay. So that's why some videos have ads,
right?
And some don't.
So if anybody clicks those ads, the person who posted the video gets a percentage, and then the ad itself gets viewed, and then it's seen by however many people. So.
Okay, I get it. So that's how it works.
Right.
Okay. By the way, you're talking about a camera and everything, and I was listening to a show about you guys doing a reality show, and I thought, if you guys are interested, I'll come with a video camera and videotape you.
Oh, really?
I love doing that.
Well,
yeah, I'm very good with a camera, too.
You're welcome you to guys, follow us around.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to create like a... and then you guys can edit it the way you want, you know? But if you guys want to put together some kind of a pilot, then you're going to have to do that one way or another.
Well, here's the thing. We don't really have to do it because we have people that are doing it. But, I mean, if we wanted to sell our own show, that'd
that's
be
what I
story.
Mean. Yeah, your own
and
show,
we're
right?
Part, yeah, we're part of a cast, so
right.
It's not just us. But
oh, okay. So it's not just you and Lauren going out on the town?
For the show we're part of?
No, that's the reality show I thought you guys wanted to do. Right? Like, because what we were talking about is you guys said, yeah, you know, if there was just a camera... you know, with us, wherever, whenever
right.
we go
well,
out.
Well, we think it would be
like
funny
that.
And people would want to see that. But I don't know.
Right.
I don't know that.
I think that could be a great pilot if you wanted to shop that kind of a show. But at any rate, so.
We are involved in other things at the moment. But and I'd have to talk to Lauren to see if we really want to do one just
yeah.
on this. But
I know.
We wouldn't mind. I don't live a life that's like hidden.
Right.
You know, I'm pretty true to what I say.
Right.
And like, I don't censor myself ever.
Right.
I put out there what I'm proud of. And what I'm proud of is obviously rooted in like who I am. So.
Right. But you don't, I mean, you don't have to have the camera with you like during private moments like they do on reality shows, you know?
Well, that's what's interesting.
Yeah, but I mean,
and that's
if
what,
you guys have fun going out and just getting together, I'm sure that would be interesting too. I don't know.
Yeah, but while we're out, we're talking about things and we're talking about real life stuff.
Right.
And we're interacting with real life people. So that is where the drama is. And those are those personal moments. If
right.
you don't do personal moments, people
yeah.
don't care.
No, I just mean like at home and stuff, you know, when you're on the phone, have people over, things like that. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I had a conversation with Lauren yesterday, and somebody was in my home with me while I was having the conversation with Lauren, and he was saying how it was hysterical to hear my side of the conversation. And like it was interesting to watch that alone.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Maybe people should watch those things.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, that's it for today, folks. If you tuned in to listen to Steve Smith, I did note on Facebook we changed the interview to Tuesday because he had to go out of town. So Steve Smith from the Baltimore Ravens, right? And we were talking about, yeah, so Steve Smith and his brother Malcolm Smith, I don't know if he'll be able to come in, but maybe he will. He's from the Raiders. So that would be cool either way. But tune in tomorrow. We're here as usual. And thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
And we'll see you tomorrow, guys.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen. Right here on LA Talk Radio.